This is Two J's in a Pod. The J stands for journalists. I'm Ariella Murphy with WGHN Radio.
And I'm Sarah Leach with the Ottawa News Network.
All right. We're going to just jump right to it, shall we? I did mention something I wanted to mention that the city of Grand Haven, they had a council meeting on Monday. They had a public hearing about the proposed hotel. Mm-hmm. And former Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman spoke during public comment. He sits on the Grand Haven Main Street Board. He talked about how he's lived downtown for a long time and he's never had a problem finding a parking space. And then he said, the truth is, people just don't want to walk anymore.
That's fair.
They're too lazy.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of depends on what phase of life you're in.
Well, this is true.
Because as a mom of, littles with little legs, that, but I get it. There's a trade-off, right?
Yeah. People just don't want to walk anymore. And you know, so that's what that was all about. But now it'll go to the Planning Commission. I wanted to mention that. Our boating and fishing reports, we do boating and fishing reports here at WGHN, and those are going very, very well. The charter is bringing a ton of money to town. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been out on a fishing charter?
Yes, once in Belize, if you can imagine it.
Oh, you're so cool.
There was a competition where it was all girls on one boat and all boys on another.
Okay.
And so we, whoever caught the most fish got, the other side had to pay for dinner. And then we got into because the girls won, we had to get into an argument about the number of fish or the weight of fish.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? Those parameters need to be discussed before you have a bet because it dominated conversation for the rest of the evening.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But we have a guy, we have people that listen all over Michigan to the boarding and fishing reports because they come out here. And there's a guy that listens in Grand Rapids and he'll send me messages. You talk too much, Mary Ellen. Let the fishing guy talk, which is pretty funny.
A person in radio being a talker. Imagine that.
All right. My headline was tensions mount in Ottawa County over administrator search.
Oh my Lanta! Oh, that's
exhausting. Did they forget what happened? If they start calling them the Fab Four, that's where I will draw the line. I will draw the line there.
You gotta work with the branding that you have, I guess.
Okay, the Ottawa County Four Commissioners with Ottawa Impact wanted more time.
Yeah, so what this is the administrator search has been a long time coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw discussions about hiring the search firm, the RFPs, what the process would look like. We've gotten some regular updates from the vendor who is helping to conduct the search. We've had some updates from the interim administrator, Gary Rosema.
Mm-hmm.
But what strikes me is that at every single point on this journey is that there's always something that the Fab Four. I'm going to wait.
Don't call
wait
them
for
that.
Cringe.
Do not call them that.
Pause for cringe.
Call them the Ottawa Four.
It's not the fact that they have questions or concerns or want to push back on something.
Mm-hmm.
What strikes me as odd is that it seems to be that they all have the same concern at the same time at the same meeting,
mm-hmm.
and we saw that. It again yesterday, but it was so much more magnified. In fact, I think that was the most hostility that between the different factions on the board since this new term started.
I
mean, there were some personal insults being thrown around, and you know what? I'm not even going to give it away because you should go to YouTube and watch it, guys. But people were snapping at each other. People
mm-hmm.
were saying that's going too far. It was a lot. It was very tense, and they said they wanted more time to review the candidates,
mm-hmm.
even after they seemingly were accepting of the process where they would get the candidate resumes and background information
mm-hmm.
on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they could be prepared on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and yet they weren't.
I know that Joe Moss did a lot of research. He was digging into Facebook pages and things like that. He made some interesting comments about some of the people that are in the top five. I believe he mentioned that one of the candidates, their wives, volunteered for the Harris Walls campaign. So what? I don't care.
Well, I shook hands with a Democrat once when I was in second grade. Okay. Like, see, that's what we're doing.
I know.
It's getting down to this level of petty politics where it's anything that I can do to kind of, capitalize on a political talking point. And I don't think it's going over as well as he thinks it's going over, because it is kind of we're in the realm of absurd now.
I don't get it. You fired John Shea and you brought in John Gibbs. You didn't talk to the community about that at all.
And you know,
and your other commissioners.
Frankly, the other administrator candidates that happened after Gibbs too. I mean, John Anderson was a complete unknown. He had just filed to run for county sheriff and no one really knew who he was. And then just about 5 or 6 weeks later, he's suddenly the county administrator. I think it's just ironic, isn't it, that the group that's calling for transparency never actually practice it.
It's unbelievable.
But I think, you know, I'm trying to put on my hat where I can try to see like the 360 view and try to look at it from their perspective. I think there's not a lot that they have to work with. And I think that the human mind is capable of rationalizing a lot.
Ah, Allison Miedema did put something out on her Facebook page saying that if she could go back in time, she would have voted to have John Gibbs installed on an interim basis and then conducted a search for a full-time administrator to which he could have applied as well.
You mean like the thing that everybody else said that they should do?
Yeah.
They actually did it? Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they had time to put a post out yesterday and take pictures.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Grow up. Come on.
Yeah. It does really, I mean, I know that sometimes you have to be calculating in politics where, you know, you're not in control of the agenda and the process anymore. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to use what you have. So delay tactics definitely works in some ways, because in order to go into closed session, remember, we've talked about this before, you need a two-thirds majority. Now, if all four OI members vote no to go into closed session, then the motion fails.
Right.
And so they prevented that from happening a couple of times because the moderate majority wanted to go into closed session to discuss the candidates. And you know, the OI people are saying, no, we need more time. We should talk about them openly. And then Chair John Gibbs is saying, well, we have an obligation to protect the identity of the candidate pool when it's at its largest.
Right.
Because all of these people have jobs and they don't necessarily want their current employer to know that they're applying for the job or have expressed interest in the job, because then that could compromise their employment. And sometimes you want to kick the tires and decide you don't want to buy the car.
You're right.
Why should that compromise my entire career? Which is a perfectly acceptable business practice. But, you know, at yesterday's meeting, you would think that, you know, it was just like the most ridiculous thing that they've heard.
Aren't you curious, though, about some of the people that Joe Moss was interested in, who they are?
I think that there's somebody on the list that he tried to get in.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
So if you didn't watch the meeting, and frankly, you know, you can just skip over the "we'll be back shortly" screen, because that's the majority of the time. But there's some really good snippets before they go into recess, I should say. They went into recess.
Right.
Moss. He made a motion to include the top 12. So originally it was let's move they failed to go into closed session.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was Brueger that said, okay, well, I move to have the top five candidates that the search firm selected to advance, and we're just going to do it that way. And then Moss tried to amend that motion to say, well, I want the top 12. And then there's discussion, pushback. That's too many. Several of them are going to drop out if the finalist pool is too big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how about the top seven? And I just thought it was curious. That's a curious number.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who number seven is, but I'm guessing that was somebody that he probably wanted in.
So what happens moving forward? They go into interviews on the 12th?
Mm-hmm.
That's my birthday.
They ultimately ended up with five candidates. Happy future birthday.
That'll be my birthday. And I might show up for that. Bring cupcakes.
Why would you do that to yourself on your birthday?
I don't know.
Even I don't do that to myself on my birthday.
Well, to be quite honest, I need stock photos. I need some stock photos. I need new photos of them in action. The ones I have, they're not the commission. They're not the board chair or the vice chair anymore. So I need some stock photos. So on the 12th, then they're doing the interviews.
Now, do you remember how this went the last time?
No.
How they did this process?
No, tell me. I don't remember.
Well, it was. I'm kind of going back. Actually, I think I'm mixing this up with when we replaced Commissioner Terpstra with Kendra Wenzel,
mm-hmm.
and we had this whole like kind of, it was duplicate questions. Everybody answered the same questions. Mm-hmm. It was five candidates. They were all handpicked by, you know, the OI majority. Mm-hmm. And it was questions like, why do you think America is the greatest country in the world? And I remember that.
Yeah.
It won't be like that. I'm sure it will not.
I don't think America is the greatest country in the world, but okay.
But it's, you know, why do you love this country? If you didn't live in Ottawa County, you know, mm-hmm. where else would you live? So mm-hmm. I think that we're going to see a vastly different type of approach to, you know, these sorts of positions, okay. what the responsibilities are. We saw the finalists for the administrator search in December. That was the last attempt that OI did. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, they had like four or five cracks at it, and we still couldn't quite get it right. Mm-hmm. But now we've got this this process, and I think it's going to be a lot more comprehensive. And I think that, you know, people are going to be at least satisfied that it's professional, if that makes sense.
Surely.
We don't necessarily like it or agree with who they pick.
Right.
But, you know, at least it's going to be a decent process.
Well, surely these candidates know what they're walking into. I mean,
if they don't, then they shouldn't be applying for this.
I agree. They've got to know what they're walking into and whatnot. So this will be interesting. So this will be on June 12th, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, wow. And honestly, I think that a lot of big decisions that people have been frustrated that haven't happened, I think that the current majority is waiting for this decision mm-hmm. to happen first before a lot of other important decisions happen.
Okay, I know where you're going. I mean? I know where you're going with that.
I mean, they got the county lawyer thing. You know,
yeah, there's lawsuits.
Figured out. They settled. You know, the Gibbs lawsuit, mm-hmm. so that's nice. But I think that there's some other things where it's like, well, what are we doing about this, and what are we doing about that? But they're saying, well, we really need an administrator first in order to be a part of that. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Do you know what time on the 12th? A 9 o'clock meeting, I would assume?
That's what I'm assuming. Right. I actually don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I don't really have a whole lot. I was on a Zoom meeting with Rep. Skolton. She was talking about the Detroit Job Corps Center. And she was in Grand Rapids at the Gerald R. Ford Job Corps Center and the U.S. Department of Labor as they suspended it. And I was on mute, and I think her person wanted me to ask a question, and my boyfriend was rehearsing. So he's rehearsing downstairs, and you're like, you hear, "You never give me your money." On mute.
Not awkward at all.
I mean, come on. I'm like, oh, how embarrassing is that? But anyway, other than that, just working and getting things done, and things are all right, right? I mean, that's what we're doing. We're getting things done.
Yep. It's finally starting to, I hope that the schizophrenic weather can figure itself
out. Oh, I know.
Yeah. I mean, 80 to 60 to 75 is not okay.
Maybe we should record a podcast next Friday after the, well, actually I won't even be here, but we'll figure something out for next week. But the commissioners will be doing their interviews for the five candidates on Thursday, June 12th. All right, we have to wrap this up because I got other stuff to do. You got stuff to do. This has been another episode of Two J's in a Pod. Bye-bye. And in the end.